Proclamation number 3642 of 31st of December, 1945. Acknowledgement of the work of redemption necessary for maturity of soul. The open confession of Christ and his work of redemption irrevocably belongs to the attainment of maturity of soul. The human being cannot mature without love. But the one who has love also recognizes him who sacrificed himself for humanity out of love. He also knows that Christ took death upon himself on the cross as atonement for humanity's great guilt, that he therefore wanted to redeem it from an infinitely long time of captivity. And consequently he will also acknowledge this work of great love and mercy and place himself under Christ's cross in order to also partake of the graces of the act of salvation. But the graces of the act of salvation only bring about the maturing of the soul, for the Redeemer himself now draws the soul to himself, upwards. He imparts strength to it to want and do what is right. Anyone who does not acknowledge Jesus Christ and his act of salvation remains under Satan's control. His will remains weak or turned away from God. The soul remains on a low level of development, for it lacks love. But love recognizes Jesus Christ, for where love is, there is also wisdom, the power of realization for pure truth, and thus Christ's act of salvation will be fully understandable to the loving person, whereas the unloving person is completely ignorant of humanity's sin and guilt, of the meaning and purpose of earthly life, of the human being's aim and task on earth. If he knows all this, his way of life is already a life of love, and then the divine Redeemer will only be the symbol of profoundest love for him, whom he has to acknowledge and whom he also confesses before the world if this is demanded of him. And then his soul will strive upwards, and it will certainly reach its aim, because it will not strive of its own strength but with Jesus Christ, because its will be strengthened by him, and the soul will constantly receive strength and grace, for his promises, "He who believes in me is eternal life." Faith in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is absolutely necessary in order to be able to enter the kingdom itself, which signifies eternal life for the soul, which is filled with light and strength and signifies bliss, which Jesus promised to those who believe in him, because these will endeavor to follow him and live a life of love as Jesus exemplified to them on earth. For only love will earn them supreme beatitude in eternity. Amen.